10-minute speaker is Brian T. from San Diego. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Brian. I'm an alcoholic. I'm grateful to be here. This meeting in particular is a big part of my sobriety. Like Katie was saying, congratulations. This is like the first meeting I had a commitment at. You know, like coming here early and setting up, like kind of like got me involved with like the unity and the fellowship here. And this is a great meeting. You know, and thanks Brian for asking me to share. You know, I was pretty nervous like before coming here. You know, I was in my head about it. Like, oh man, like trying to think of a way to like get out of this. You know, but like. That's kind of like me, you know, that's kind of where I'm at, like, you know, without a program, without, like, seeking God, that's, like, my natural, like, state, you know, and, like, I can trace that back, like, when I was younger, you know, that's, like, me, you know, I was just, like, a, you know, that restless, irritable, you know, like, uncomfortable kid, you know, everything, I would look at my friend's stuff and, like, go to my friend's house and, like, you know, I always just felt different, you know, even within my own family, and I grew up in a alcoholic home, you know, it was pretty chaotic. And I'd always, like, think about, like, what other people's lives were like, what other people were doing, like, how come, you know, I feel like this or that. And, you know, I realized, like, when I got to AA, AA taught me that has nothing to do with my alcoholism, you know. I just, like, I use that, like, as a reason to justify just, like, damn near everything that's, like, ever happened in my life, you know. Just, like, I'll find any reason, anybody, anything to kind of, like, you know, blame on, like, why things aren't okay in my own life, why this happened, why that happened, and, that's just kind of, like, how, that's just me, you know, and, you know, like I was saying, just, like, that restlessness, you know, I can relate to that a lot, you know, and by the time when I was, like, 14, I remember my first drink, you know, it was in summer school, we ended up leaving school, you know, ditching school and going to the park, and I had my first drunk, and, like, I recall that, like, sense of ease and comfort that came with that first drink, and, you know, I kind of felt like for the first time it was that breath of fresh air, you know, like I kind of felt like okay in my own skin. And I was basically like, you know, like subconsciously something happened to where like I didn't know it at the time, but like that's like what I wanted to do. That's kind of like something happened to where, you know, I kind of chased that feeling, you know, that ease and comfort that came. And, you know, it progressed faster than I even realized, you know, like I said, you know, I kind of like subconsciously would look forward to like the next time like I could get together with friends and we'd drink or whatever. And you know, it was like quickly just became like problems, you know, but I didn't really see it as problems. I just kind of seen it as like, oh, that's like, that's just like what everybody does, this is what happens, you know. And like for example, like my first girlfriend, you know, like I remember like a couple of us were like drinking and, you know, we were drinking a lot, whatever, you know, and she ended up getting alcohol poisoning, like going to the hospital, you know. And like I remember thinking, like, oh man, like, but this is like a buzzkill, like, fucking, you know, that's just like, that's just like myself, that's like my selfishness, you know, my self-centeredness, like, you know, and, you know, just things like that, you know, and just, it just kind of like was like more problems than like I ever even realized, you know. And, you know, I just kind of viewed it as like a party and like stuff happens, you know, whatever, it's just like, those are the things that happen, or whatever. And, you know, so throughout high school, it was just, you know, kind of like for fun, I guess. But by the time, you know, like I was like 18, 19, you know, like a lot of my friends that were, you know, drinking, doing whatever, like they kind of like grew out of that, you know. They kind of like were going to school or getting jobs and stuff. And like, I was just like, oh man, like, what do I do? Like, you know, I didn't really have any other solution. I didn't really like know what to do. Like, I was still like fixated on like, what I wanted to do, and what I wanted to do was, like, drink and, like, get loaded and do what Brian wants to do, because that's just, like, you know, like, that's how I am, you know. And for me, you know, like, by the time I was 21, you know, I already had accumulated, like, multiple DUIs. I had 3 DUIs by the time I was 21. So before I was even legally enough to even drink, you know, I was already, like, and I remember, like, my first DUI, you know, I was leaving, like, this party, like, giving my friend a ride home, and, like, I ran out of gas, and so, like, I pulled over, you know, and, like, I made it into the little, like, on the side of the curb, and, you know, and he went to go get gas, and, like, I sat there, and, like, I ended up, I passed out, you know, and, like, my keys were in the ignition, and, like, you know, I woke up to, like, the cop or whoever it was, like, doing this, like, sternum rub, you know, and, like, I was just like, man, like, what? And I didn't even know what was going on. I was just so out of it, and I ended up, like, getting a DUI, and I remember being, like, so pissed at my friend, you know, like, this is, like, his fault. I shouldn't even get him a ride home, you know, like, this is what I get for being a nice person, you know, and I was, like, so pissed at, like, the cops, you know. I'm, like, I wasn't even driving, this is crazy, dude. Like, I don't even know why I got, like, wasn't driving under the influence. I was, like, passed out, you know, but the reality, like, I had no business even driving in the first place, you know, like, fucking thank God I wasn't, like, you know, whatever, but that was just, like, my first one, you know, and, like, after that, you know, it was, like, my license, they're gonna suspend my license. I was, like, oh, well, might as well, like, I have my license for 30 days, I might as well, like, take advantage of it, and I got another one within, like, 30 days, you know, and then, like, so by the time I got, like, my third one, you know, like, the deal, I kind of worked out the deal, you know, with, like, the, my lawyer and, like, the courts, you know, like, instead of jail, like, I would go to his rehab, I'd go to treatment, you know, for 6 months, and I ended up going, this is when I was, like, 21, you know, I ended up going to the Freedom Ranch for 6 months, and I remember thinking, like, man, like, this is messed up, dude, like, what am I doing here, like, this is, like, you know, all these other people, like, they need to be sober, like, you know, like, I just need a break, you know, I was getting out of control a little bit, you know, this and that. You know, there's a million ways to justify it, and, you know, I knew that it was, like, you know, becoming problematic at that point, but I was, like, you know, like, I just need to, like, get this game plan together, I need to get, like, get out, I'm gonna get a job, and this and that, and, like, get my life together, and, you know, like, I got out of there after 6 months, and, you know, kind of, like, picked right back up where I left off, you know, and it was just, like, you know, when they talk about progression, you know, it just, like, progressed even faster, and it was just, like, you know, it got pretty miserable, like, pretty fast, and, like, unfortunately, just, like, it really, like, got worse, you know, I was, like, doing things that, like, I'd never done before, and, like, you know, I ended up in and out of jail with just, like, stupid stuff, you know, multiple under the influences, like, all sorts of stuff, and it was just, like, nothing was, like, sufficient enough. Like, nothing held enough weight for me to have, like, that sincere desire to kind of stop. What time am I? Okay. And, yeah, it was just, like, like, nothing, like, held enough weight at that point. Like, I remember thinking, like, man, like, what's it going to take? And, you know, it took a few more years, and it just, like, of just, like, continuous, like, beatings, you know. And eventually it, like, got to the point where I was, like, on probation, you know, as, like, a direct result of, like, you know, my drinking and using. And, you know, like, being on probation, you know, I couldn't even stay sober 3 days just to pass a drug test, you know. And, like, it was just, like, you know, at that point I was just, like, baffled, you know. I was, like, man, like, I can't keep doing this, you know. But, like I said, you know, my natural state is, like, full of fear, uncomfortable. So, like, I went on the run. And I went on the run for, like, you know, like, 9 months. And it was just, like, completely miserable. I'm, like, man, when is this going to end, dude? Like, and, you know, I was just, like, at this point where, like, I really didn't know what else to do. I didn't know, like, you know, I didn't have any other solution, you know, and, like, my only solution was to keep going. But, you know, I had this, like, little desire in me, you know, and I ended up turning myself in, you know, and, like, I ended up, you know, my PO, I did a violation. And, like, you know, when I was in jail, like, I was, like, okay, like, I thought that was going to be enough. But, like, I got out and, like, immediately, like, you know, went back out for a little bit. But at that point, you know, like, I was, you know, surrendered just enough, you know, like, my probation officer offered me a program, and, like, I was willing, you know. I was, like, okay, like, let's do this. And you know, so I went back to the Freedom Ranch, and, you know, I was, like, completely out of options, you know. I didn't really have any other solutions, you know. And, like, up there at that point, you know, the only solution they were offering was, like, the Big Book, you know. And, like, I took, like, the suggestions, you know, and I started doing this, you know, and I started getting some relief as a result of that, you know. And, you know, I just want to say, like, welcome to all any of the newcomers, and congratulations to the people that took time, you know. And, you know, something my sponsor says is, like, you know, like, for this to be true, you know, for that to be true, like, a lot of people have died. And, you know, I've experienced that. I've seen people, like, you know, go back out, aren't willing to do the things we do here, and, like, they don't get a chance to, like, get the relief that, you know, we get here. And, you know, I'm grateful for, like, where I'm at today, and I'm under no, like, delusion that, you know, like, I got this, you know. And, like, this is a gift, and, like, I could, you know, if I stop doing the things we do here, like, seeking God, going to meetings and stuff, like, I don't, like, it's just a matter of time at that point, you know. And so, you know, I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful, like, some of my friends came here to support, and, yeah, thank you.